noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, we're joining you live, WWCR, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, on 5070, transmitting Joel the South. Well, ladies and gentlemen, part three of Pagan Gods, Whores and Harlots. We're going to get right into the message. We're going to tell you tonight that this is Super Bowl evening, and maybe, just maybe, the hungry hearts can be tuned in, not to the score of the Super Bowl, but the score of their soul. Did you know that in the last days, now we're talking about hundreds of millions of people tuned in to a game of pigskin, the unclean things, the entertainment of the flesh, got even people praying for the Super Bowl. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, if we had as much love for souls as we do for Super Bowls, we would have a Super Bowl for Yahweh. May your hungry soul reach out and embrace the great, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, all-powerful, almighty name of Yahweh. You know the greatest deceptor in the world? He's got a name, and ladies and gentlemen, his name is not the name above every name. He's got a cause. His cause is to kill, to steal, and destroy. Now, he don't care for you serving a false name. He most certainly don't care for you serving a seem-right name, because this popular seem-right system of the bell box that we've been talking about, the whores, the harlots, and the pagan, and the false gods. Ladies and gentlemen, we can teach about God or gods till kingdom come, but if we don't cast the stone of David in the name of Yahweh into the battle, then we might as well withdraw from the battle, because we're not really in it. Did you know that Satan does not fear you as long as you preach Lord? As long as you preach Jehovah? Let's talk about Jehovah. And we're going to examine the origin of Jehovah. The origin of the name Jehovah is actually a hybrid name, according to, now, I'm going to give you the reference to a Bible that I've had in my possession for over 10 years. It is called the New Open Bible, and it's by Nelson Printers, the ones that print out of Nashville, Tennessee, one of the largest Bible printing companies in the world. They are world-renowned. They print the King James Version and have for many years that the people in the South and the Bible Belt trust in. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you the history of the King James. In 1611, the original King James Bible was printed with the authorization of the King of England, and it's therefore called the King James Version. Well, did you know that in that original 1611 Bible, the name Jehovah, Jehovah, cannot be read in the entire text. There was no J's in 1611. Therefore, if the name Jehovah couldn't be read, then the name that is praised every Sunday, there won't be much praising the name tonight, because did you know that hundreds and thousands of churches have dismissed their Sunday services? You know why? Because 90% of their believers are watching the Super Bowl. Did you know that churches are now embroiled in a battle, 501(c)(3) churches, since that they have brought the NFL into widescreen over 42-inch screens are illegal, according to the National Football League, and therefore the entertainment that they had planned in these modern update stadiums that holds actually literally thousands of Christians to be entertained and to be amused by the gladiators of the modern day Rome. Folks, we're attacking the Rome theology, the whore. We're also bringing in to the fray the harlots. Now, the harlots hate in the whore. Now, does history provide a people that hated the whore? The Bible said they all hate the whore and burn the flesh, and that's in the Bible identified as harlots. Well, the whore church could not, will not support the name of Yahweh. I will repeat that. The whore church will not definitely support the name of Yahweh, the name according to Proverbs 18:10, the name above every name, at the name of Yah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of so-called Christians every once in a while will use the word in exclamation with the emphasis on praise Yah. When they say hallelujah, they are giving praise to the true name, the original name of the Hebrew Bible. You say, well, we're not Hebrews. I'm sorry. We are Gentiles, and we worship the name of Jesus. Well, let me repeat this. The word or the name Jehovah, J-E-H-O-V-A-H, cannot be read in the original 1611 King James Bible. Well, which one can it be read in, Pastor Buddy? Because that's all I've ever read, glory to God. Well, you're reading a revised version that came out after the 1700s. Oh, well, so they invented a J. And Jehovah has the sound of the J. But its counterpart that made it into the New Testament, where we're taking issue with the name that was excluded as opposed to the name that was included. We are promoting, preaching, advocating, suggesting, highly recommending, praying for you to see the great and the mighty power of Satan to deceive, oh yeah, good people. Hell is paved. The road to hell, broad. The broad, paved way to hell is lined with good intentions. Well, it seemed like, Lord, did you know Lord is a name recognizes B-A-A-L, and yet they used that. And if you don't believe that, you get you a good concordance, and you get you a Bible dictionary, and look up, and I suggest the Unger's or the Holman's Bible Dictionary, two of the best on the market. Look up the word Lord in the Holman Bible Dictionary or the Unger's, and you'll find that it references you to B-A-A-L. Very convenient to remove the Tetragrammaton. What is the Tetragrammaton? That's Greek for four sacred letters. The Y-H, W, or double V, H. Now repeat. The Y-H, W, or double U, or the double V, H, the Tetragrammaton, the Yod-Heh, Vah-Heh, the Yod-Heh, Wah-Heh, depending on the region of your vowel sound. And we're going to get into vowels, the A, E, I, O, U, and W, and sometimes Y. Let me repeat that. We're going to give you the expression of how that it's necessary. And Josephus said in his printed volumes that the name of Yahweh had four letters and they were vowels. Oh my, praise Yah. Well, we're going to explain how that the vowels are appropriate because of the consonants that were in the language placed in the text that the Greeks, along with the collaboration of the Pharisees, removed, I can't stress this enough, and too long I have stood by, I preached many sermons on this, but if you notice the intensity of my direction to condemn those that would use satanic modernization of witchcraft. Oh, they'll get up and they'll get their three-piece business suit and their nice, warm tabernacles of deception, the bell boxes, as I call them, and they'll talk about gods, plural, lords, plural. And then they will say, but there's only one God. Although there are many, there's only one. But they'll never tell you his name. That's a deceiver. That's a Balaam prophet preaching not for the love of souls, but preaching for the love of profit. And I accent the word prophet as opposed to prophet. Figure that one out. Balaam forsook the right way, and for the wages of unrighteousness, cursed the children of the family, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named or separated from the other gods. There's many gods, ladies and gentlemen. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, where we're teaching on the whores and the harlots and the false gods. And a man that's worth his salt will tell you what the name he will separate as the cream separator. We want the cream of the crop. And all the pagan names of Baal, Jehovah's one of them. Oh, Pastor Bunny, I read it in my Bible. His name is Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen, the origin. Now, this is right out of the King James Bible preface explanation on page 70 of your new King James Open Bible, where the King James Authorized People of the Revised Standard brought their Bibles up to date by telling you that they were putting in the name of Jehovah in the 17th century. They added the name J-E-H-O-V-A-H and J-E-S-U-S. Both are actually hybrids. Oh, you say now, Pastor Buddy, don't talk about my God. That makes me mad. Well, that made a lot of people mad in the biblical days. It made those who listened to the apostolic preachers, Peter, James, and John, the Apostle Paul, and I could name Philip in the 8th chapter, Peter in the 10th chapter, Peter in the 2nd chapter, all of the apostles being witness that there's none other name according to Acts chapter 4 by the key maker who opened the door of salvation not in any pagan Greek name. Neither Jehovah was in the vocabulary of Peter, or neither was Jesus. They didn't know that name. That was a hybrid name brought in the century after the King James. Even the King James doesn't contain J-E-H-O-V-A-H. Neither does it contain J-E-S-U-S. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I think I'll just turn you off and go back to the Super Bowl. Well, you go on to the Super Bowl, because there's going to be a gigantic Super Bowl, and they will not be any terrorists there to blow it up. The angels will guard the gates, and nothing that defiles will come in. You don't have to worry about being blown up in the great Super Bowl of the kingdom of Yahweh. You talk about a Super Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, they're getting ready to be a choosing up day. Now that the name of Yahweh is coming in the last days, he said, I will have my ministers as a flame of fire. They shall go into all of the world, and they will search for the lost sheep only. The lost sheep, only the lost sheep, according to the 15th chapter and the 24th verse of the book of Matthew, and the 10th chapter and the 5th and the 6th verses, going only to a people that can blush, a people with a conscience, a people that belong to the man from Galilee. Other sheep I have, he said, as he spoke to the disciples and preached to them, as he commanded them to go and teach all nations. That nation is the word ethnos. Teach the children of Jacob. To them only am I sent. And to you above all people have I chosen in the earth to be my family, a people called by my name. Do you know that the people that's going up to the Super Bowl in the heavens to be judged at the great white throne judgment, that the Bible says that none of these in this hybrid name, and the King James Bible, the New Open Bible, on page 70, 71, and 72, check it out, Exodus chapter 3. Check it out. It says that the name Jehovah that got into the Revised Version in 1740 should not have been put in there because it's a hybrid name. You say, well, too late, buddy. Bless God, I just love that name so good. Hallelujah. Well, you can love a lie. You can believe a lie and be damned, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And these Baal prophets of Balaam, you know what the word Baal plural means? Balaam. Many gods. Oh, it's all right, Pastor, but just call him Lord, and they'll get up and do an hour telling you about the many lords and the many gods, but they'll never identify, separate, or bring a name of separation, because that brings persecution. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now, let me repeat that. You shall be hated for my name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, I can be welcome in any Church of Rome establishment, the worldwide Church of Rome. I can be welcome in any assembly as long as I use the name she promotes. I can be welcome in any harlot church in the land by using or approving or letting them put that name, J-E-S-U-S, up on me and put it in my forehead, in my memory, and let me support it with my tithes and offering. If you're supporting a church that is promoting a hybrid, a false name, you ought to be ashamed of yourself when a poor, struggling preacher that can't even get an hour securely paid for without praying each week to come up with the funds to pay the bill at WWCR. We don't operate down there by faith. We operate by cash, and it's cash on the barrel to get our message out. Well, some preachers have got it made so good by preaching or selling out for Balaam, they don't have any problem. They're not worried about money. They have too many hours, and they can't even speak 30 minutes without running out of breath. Ladies and gentlemen, I could preach from now till kingdom come and never run down as long as somebody's holding up my hands as they held up the hands of the prophet of old. I would preach the gospel and wouldn't have to be primed, coerced, stroked. I don't need your petting. I don't have a pet Sunday school class. I have a class of believers that are men and women that know the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we reveal more truth here on the Shepherd's Call radio broadcast. Check it out. Tune in to these other lukewarm, Laodicean, know-nothing, say-nothing, but style and profile. Put on a show, and for pretense, they make their long prayers as they close their eyes and disfigure their face and dress up in their real fancy suits. I'm just a good old denim jean man, cowboy boots, work boots. Ladies and gentlemen, raised here on the Tennessee hills where a goat sometimes would fall out of the field so steep, plowing it with the broom tails. New ground, cleaning up new ground, locusts and briars and thistles. Knowing that I had calluses on my hands, milking 40 cows a day, putting up hundreds and hundreds of hay shocks. I ain't talking about baled hay, I'm talking about before baled hay. I'm talking about hay shocks. Taking it to the edge of the field and stacking hay in a haystack. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm stacking the truth. And it's up to you to get out of the Super Bowls of the world and get into the major Super Bowl coming soon to a neighborhood near you. And the judgment is going to be set and the books are going to be open. And if you ain't got enough intestinal spiritual fortitude to get your long nose out of the dumb tube watching the NFL, I repeat, the NFL, and the gigantic Super Bowl, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, you know, this is a form of entertainment. There's no harm done. You know, it's a little no-harm foxes that'll spoil a vine. Your tolerance of ignorance and deceit has risen up to heaven where there is nothing wrong with anything that the wicked do because the righteous approve of it. The church people are the biggest participators in Easter as they worship the sun on the pagan days and Christmas on the pagan days, Santa Claus, as they teach their children lies upon lies upon lies of tradition upon tradition, and full well you reject the name of Yahweh just to keep your own tradition. Did you know that Jehovah, that the word Jehovah now is a hybrid name? Check it out in your open King James Bible. Now, you'll have to ask for it at your Bible bookstore, or if you order it offline, specify the Nelson printer publishers out of Nashville, Tennessee, where you're listening tonight to Pastor Buddy on Worldwide WWCR Radio. These Nelson publishers tell you emphatically that the name of Jehovah and Jesus are improper. They're hybrids, combining the vowels of Adonia with the consonants of YHWH into Jehovah or Jehovah. The A of Adonia is changed for reasons of Hebrew pronunciation. The people who produced this name were medieval Christian Hebrew scholars. The Hebrews, or the Hebrew language, never acknowledges such a name. Now, the defense of this Christian hybrid is the same as the defense of the Jewish avoidance of pronouncing the holy name of Yahweh tradition. Once they set a lie in the hook of the fish of the earth, because he said you're fishermen, and once these false Balaam prophets, you see, they won't change, because if they do, they lose their parishioners, their listening audience. And why would they lose them? Simply because, ladies and gentlemen, that the name of Jehovah has become, what has it become, Pastor Buddy? It's become traditionally accepted by the Balaam prophets. I ain't accepting it. I speak against it. But I'm about the only preacher you'll ever hear that's got the guts to get on the battlefield. Down at the bottom of there, I'm coming back in two, and I'm going to bring the rest of the revelation to you as you listen to this song, On the Battlefield.
The battlefield for Yahweh.
Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, and we're on harlots, whores, and false gods. Does your preacher, let me ask you a simple question, because I'm just a simple man with Yahweh's simple plan. It's a straight and narrow gate, and a few there be that find it. The road to heaven is filled with tribulation. Let me repeat this. Yahweh is looking for people that can take the heat and stay in the kitchen. Yahweh's looking for people that will hazard their life. Yahweh's looking for people that have put aside their own feelings. I don't have an ego for you to stroke. I'm not interested in you petting me. I'm not interested in you giving me compliments. I certainly am not interested in you criticizing me, but I can take both. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm able to stay in, irregardless of how that it inflames the devil. Did you know that the apostolic fathers, when they preached the gospel, were beaten unmercifully for the name that got left out of the Bible? Isn't it a shame that the translators have taken out the name of Yahweh and put in Jehovah? Now, this took a little while, but in the New Testament, and I told you the Bereans, they didn't have a New Testament to search. So if you're going to prove the name, what name, what Bible would you go to? Well, of course you go to the Old Testament, and there you're going to find that the translators, you know what they done? They inserted wherever they found the Tetragrammaton in the English Bibles. Now, there's an exception. We'll get into that later. And show you some of the editions that note how that they changed the name of Yahweh. And here again, in the King James Bible, in the New Testament, they inserted Jesus, 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 Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, our land, let me repeat this now, our land, literally, the strangers are coming in with the name Jesus. Let me repeat that. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, strangers or aliens, are filling this land named Jesus. Now, that ought to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. You won't find one of them entering the land with the name Yahweh. I'm a Yahweh prophet. My last name is Johnson. That is Yah Kahana in Hebrew. Yah. I have that name emblazed in Hebrew in the name of Yahkahana, or in the English, John the Son. Well, now you might understand why that Zechariah, who refused to call his son by the name of Yah, Yahkahana, and wanted to call him Zechariah. Well, in the book of Zechariah, isn't it very fitting that the Bible says in the 14th chapter that in that day there shall be one Yahweh and his name one? Well, we got Baal prophets that are preaching as many as three names, or they are preaching no names at all, but they'll identify in their message many gods and many lords. But they'll never tell you the name of the one that the Hebrew prophets worshipped. Well, when Zechariah got his tongue tied, and all these Baal prophets in the land are fixing to get their tongue tied, well, they won't come against Pastor Buddy, except behind their pulpits in the comfort where nobody will say boo. But Yahweh has a year. He's listening in on all of the messages that have been preached across the land. I'm preaching this one publicly and declaring that the King James New Open Bible tells you that Jesus and Jehovah are erroneous hybrids. It shouldn't have been that. But they got her in there, folks. And how they got her in is by simply taking the name of Yahweh out of the scriptures by hiding it behind the word Lord. Oh my, the word Lord replaced the tetragrammaton of the Septuagint. Get you a Septuagint Bible. I ain't talking about some of these modern promoted bell box Balaam prophets that are trying to sell a Septuagint and won't give you the whole truth. You look at the original, it has the name of Yahweh in the Tetragrammaton, still embedded in the original text. And it was available even at the time of Christ. You think he took issue with that? Oh, no. Now, my name is not Yahweh. The Septuagint has to be wrong. It's Lord. Or it's Jesus. Ridiculous. Yahweh knew what his name was from the foundation of the world, whether you do or not. If you won't praise him here and acknowledge him here and repent of your sins and put that name in your very being through water baptism for the remission of sins, you can't go to heaven in your sins, and the only name in heaven or the only name in the earth or the only name under the earth is Yahweh. And that's the only name that you can get your sins remitted. A lot of preachers, oh yeah, fancy dance. Styling and profiling. Oh, they're weak. They're so persecuted. Oh, my. My. If they had to live one day in the caves and the dens of the earth, they talk about being rough and tumble. They can't even take a little criticism. Correct criticism. Constructive, we call it. And these modern prophets of Baal, going about using Lord, and the Lord God said. And then they get up and acknowledge there's many lords and many gods, but then they come back to one God. But our God is one God. Well, which one of those lords or gods in your church are you going to acknowledge? What is his name? And ladies and gentlemen, he don't have two names either. And if you try to get into two names, you know what you're doing? You're bringing about the Balaam confusion. Because no man or woman, child, can serve two masters, and you're going to have gate trouble when you get to the place in the time of the great Super Bowl of heaven, when every knee shall bow. Oh my, they can't take time out for the national pastime. Did you know that sports have taken over the church-minded parishioners? They carry their Bible, and when the game is on and it interferes with the service, they cancel the services because of people's adoration of the superheroes as the Roman gladiators of that day, or the Roman populace, the rich and the elite and the powerful, that could spend hundreds and hundreds of... Did you know they charge them to get in to watch the poor Hebrew children believing in the name of Yahweh as they were fed to the lions, miserably beaten, as they wandered destitute, hungry, traced down or tracked down as common criminals, as the Apostle Paul did when he was binding those people calling on the name of Yahweh. After he was converted in the 14th chapter and 11th verse, he ran on to the Zeus prophets. Ladies and gentlemen, Satan can't get you one deception, he'll get you with the other one. So what did he do? He just manufactured another deception name and kept on keeping on. And so then, the pagan gods, whores, oh my, I don't get many friends. If you had any spiritual gratitude, you would thank Yahweh for a preacher like me. You'd sit down and write me a letter and congratulate me having enough intestinal guts to go on a public radio and preach the gospel without fear or intimidation, or without fear of being called up by some big major Balaam prophet because they got millions of dollars in their bank accounts where they have robbed the people. Wherein have you robbed me, saith Yahweh? Malachi. Oh, my. Malachi. Oh, my. You have robbed me in tithes and in offerings, and bring them into my storehouse. Support the preacher of the name of Yah. Psalm 68:4, I've done told you how that they doctored that up and got it by you. And one thing they cannot do, and that is remove the ancient name of Hallelujah out of the text. They left her in there, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Not Hallelujah, or not Hallelujah. Do you know Jove is the same appeal to the god Zeus in the New Testament? The god Jove in the Old Testament is a salute to Zeus of the planet Jupiter. And so those two names were put in to get you to bow or worship or believe in the name of Jove, Jehovah, or G, both of them indicating Zeus prophets or Zeus doctrine, as the Greeks, masterful skilled technicians as they are, rejected the great name of Yahweh, would not put it in, and therefore Yahweh rejected the New Testament name that they put in there as a false. You think he's going to support a false name that would deceive the very elect? I don't think so. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, he wouldn't stand by and let them deceivers. Well, let's see if it did. In the book of Revelation, chapter 22, I warn those who would add one word to my original text. I'll repeat this. You see, the letters of the apostolic fathers were written in Aramaic Hebrew. It was very quickly confiscated, all the letters of the Apostle Paul, of the Apostle Peter, and of the Apostle John, and of the Apostle James, who were killed. They were tortured miserably, beaten beyond recognition, time after time, for preaching and proclaiming the name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, you think that the Jews would have hated the apostolic fathers for preaching Jesus? I don't think so. What about Jehovah? I don't think so. You think there's down on the streets of Jerusalem preaching Jehovah? The scribes and the Pharisees and the priesthood who had called, I'm going to give you this one last scripture again in the book of Jeremiah, those lying prophets that brought in a name of blasphemy, caused my people, which are called by my name, if my people are, which are called by my name. What is his name, Lord? You Baal prophets of gain, you can stack the FRNs in your bank account, and you can check out and uphold the Super Bowl. I don't care how many times you uphold something that is wrong, it never makes it right. And no wonder the world has gone after Baal. No wonder the world knows Baal, but they do not know Yahweh. The priesthood, the Balaam prophets selling out for gain, preaching something popular. Ladies and gentlemen, I came out of a popular name to preach this name, the name that's hated. If you think you're hated in the J name, why don't you try the Y name? Look out in the trees. Have you ever seen a tree with a J branch on it? I don't think so. But you look out at nature itself, we'll proclaim the great magnificent name of Yah. And every tree, which is what he hanged on, ladies and gentlemen, he hung on a symbol of his name. Pilate wrote his name in Hebrew. He didn't write Jehovah. He didn't write Jesus. Wake up! My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. What in the world is wrong with you dumb sheep led away with the error of the wicked and believe in every wind and doctrine that is preached to you because it sounds right? It tickles your ears, and it will. You have to do something when you listen to Pastor Buddy. You have to get right. You have to sit down and write me a letter and say, Pastor Buddy, I need to get baptized. Did you know an 80-year-old man called me up the other day and said, Pastor Buddy, them lying scumbags have lied to me. I need to be baptized in the name of Yahweh. He lives in the great state of Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin's a long way from me, and I've never been in Wisconsin. So if there's anyone in the name of Yahweh, you must be an approved, recommended, Holy Ghost man that will baptize exclusively in the name of Yahweh. We don't tolerate any other name to be put over a person in water baptism for the remission of sins, and that name will qualify you to come into the heavenly kingdom in the family name. The whole family in heaven and earth is in this name. It's a name. It's a name above every name. At this name, not the name of Jehovah. Even the people that printed the Bible says, please, folks, please, we're trying to help you out here. Don't believe what we put in there because we were deceived ourselves. The translators have deceived us, and it's erroneous. Jehovah and Jesus is erroneous. Oh, my. And yet, these dumb, blind sheep parking their brains support him. If Pastor Buddy needed $10,000 to pay for another month's broadcast, you think Pastor Buddy would get it? But these false prophets, they'll make appeals. I've known the preachers on television that made appeal for millions of dollars, and they get it. But they preach a false name. I'd rather take 5 cents offering from a man that had good intentions that supports the name of Yahweh than take $10 million of those that would support a false name. Why? Because in the Bible says a man's abundance doesn't consist in the things that he has. His truth. It's not measured by the abundance of things he has. It's measured by the integrity of the truth. And you, the Bible said, prove all things. Search the scriptures. What scripture do you think the Bereans searched to prove the name that Paul and Peter and James were all preaching? Paul used to kill people for preaching publicly in this name. That's why Yahweh chose him. Because he knew that he would be as hated. And he said in the 9th chapter and the 26th chapter of the book of Acts, Yahweh told him that he had done it ignorantly, but he was going to send him out to preach in the name of Yahweh, and he would show him how much he'd have to suffer for this name. What about this great name? Well, I don't have time to get into the vowels, the A, E, I, O, and U, W, and sometimes Y. Oh, you don't hear about the other vowels. You always hear in the modern schools teaching, you know, the old vowel people used to teach us this. The A, E, I, O, and U vowels, sometimes Y and W. Ladies and gentlemen, the Y is the first letter, the Yod, the He, the Va, and the He, the Yod, He, Va, He. That's the name above every name. It is the Tetragrammaton name that was rejected by the builders. They left it out of their text, and Yahweh rejected them. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the great Super Bowl coming up. No wonder this nation, no wonder Florida was hit by a massive wind. Buildings that are erected to withstand 150 mile crumble up and twisted still, and to get up on top of the twisted still and keep praising a false name. No wonder, because this nation has become a nation of glory seekers, power seekers, Baal prophets, Balaam, preaching for filthy lucre. Yahweh just keeps chastising the people, and yet for that they will not hear. But if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble himself and pray, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now finished one of the most beautifulest calendars in living color of the lunar dates for the whole year of 2007. Beautiful pictures in living color showing you the dates of the Sabbaths and the festivals. If you'd like to have a color copy, write me or call me. Now, these are not cheap, so get ready to send us a little donation to send them out to you. But we would be willing to send you one of these color. We need to take your order. They're in the printing press right now. We got the first printing. They're all gone. The second printing coming up. These are beautiful selected pictures. A picture worth 1,000 words. Matter of fact, we've got the 13-acre pyramid. The beautiful picture of the stone that the builders erected and left off the capstone. Knowing that in the days of the great God of Israel, Yahweh Shua, in a flesh body, walking in the flesh, God, literally, Yahweh, come into this earth. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. By him was all things made, and without him nothing made that was made. He made even the very people that hate him, despise him, and reject him. Because he's the source of everything that breathes. But did you know that he made natural brute beast to be made and taken and destroyed that go about to deceive, and the prophets of Baal, who know better? Especially when they hear the truth of the name and won't preach it, won't reveal it, and still won't tell their people, and yet they can put out appeals for money and get it by just snapping their fingers or checking into a hospital and laying up and faking their illness. Well, they're gonna really have an illness when they get to this great Super Bowl called the Gathering of the Sheep and the Goats. And ladies and gentlemen, your sad tales will not keep him from casting you away. Oh, but what about the Lord prophets, Pastor Buddy? Well, that's what they're going to say. Lord, 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 Lord. Did you know in Matthew chapter 24 that the first thing that Yahweh Shua in the flesh body, Yahweh the eternal God, come and walked in his flesh body, it was God in the flesh. The mighty God, the everlasting God. This is Isaiah 9:6 in action. Unto us a son is born. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty Yah, the Prince of Peace. And of his government, in other words, he's going to have the final word, ladies and gentlemen. The great Super Bowl's coming up. You people that are called by his name, you better get involved in getting this message out. I'm appealing to you to help me to preach more of this gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had people to step up to the plate and promise and not deliver. That's a hypocrite. Yahweh said one thing, I hate the hypocrite. The other's a lying tongue. And another is he that soweth discord. If you're preaching any other name under heaven except the name that's provable 7,000 times in the word, rightly divided, you are a disgrace to Yahweh. You shall be cast out, and your portion will be appointed with the hypocrites, and a greater portion of damnation in reserve for you at the great, magnanimous Super Bowl of the name above all names. At this name, you shall bow your knee. Oh, my, that's going to be a... Oh, Pastor Buddy, I just can't do that. I'm just having too much fun in these other names. Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest one more time, as my time is running down here, I suggest that you get yourself a King James Open Bible, turn to Exodus chapter 3, and look on that page where the great I Am That I Am is explained in detail, and the King James people tell you, as the Rotherham, as a New Jerusalem Bible, many Bibles are written. All your Hebrew Bibles will tell you. Well, my time's coming on. I got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to give you a website of Pastor Buddy. That's pastorbuddy.net and pastorbuddy.org. That's my my website. You can get the information up there free and without charge. You can hear many messages that are archived there. And Brother Bob and Brother Clinton and Brother Rick, my website brethren, they have worked and dedicated a lot of their time, to which we appreciate, for your benefit. They are interested in your soul. So check out PastorBuddy.org and PastorBuddy.net and read some of the information that we've been preaching about tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, it is wonderful to be in your presence tonight. It is joyful, and the power of his praise. We love you. As the old clock on the wall is caught up with us. Now, I'd like to give you my phone number now. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. And you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy. I need to hear from you. Send me a love offering. If you've got the money to keep me on the radio, send it to me, ladies and gentlemen. You have not, because, yes, I'm asking you. And if you commit to me, don't lie to me. You'd be better if you never know this way or this name and know it and not obey it. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. 37824. I'll see you next Sunday on Worldwide WWCR. And you can hear me simulcast live on WWCR, WWCR.com. Just tune in to Program 3 on simulcasting with the facilities of WWCR. It's the giant of the broadcasting industry. We'll see you next Sunday. Yahweh bless you.